want to know why you're doing this. And I want to know now!
I never thought I could see my own dad before it happened.
I would like to buy a hamburger.
I would like to buy a hamburger!
Have you checked the children?
Hello, fellow moviegoers. I'm Joey Erdo. Welcome to the Popcorn Journal.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Is that me? I'm not a dog. I'm clearly in a dream. Just gotta wake up. All right, I'm a dog.
It would not be too difficult for me to insult the shaggy dog. It is, after all, this year's Deuce Bigalow European Gigolo. On the other hand, the shaggy dog is a family film, made for families by the experts at Disney. Said experts may be losing their credibility, but at least they aren't losing their jobs. The Shaggy Dog, a remake/sequel to the 1959 film by the same name, stars Tim Allen as Dave Douglas, a family man with poor parenting skills. Dr. Kozak, played by Robert Downey Jr., is being charged with performing experiments on animals, and Dave is defending him in court. Meanwhile, a shaggy dog bites Dave, and Dave begins displaying very canine-like traits. He must now figure out what is happening to him, keep his cool in the courtroom, and survive his wedding anniversary all at the same time.
Objection, Your Honor! Mr. Douglas! Did you just growl at opposing counsel?
The Shaggy Dog is exactly what you expect it to be, an often unfunny tale of switched identities. I am sure that it comes as no surprise to you that this motion picture is rather lackluster. However, moviegoers that are dragged to this Disney movie owe Allen a great deal of gratitude. Allen, who was last seen in the hilarious Christmas with the Cranks, keeps taking roles in family films. The Santa Claus 3 is due out this winter. I admire his persistence, but appreciate his presence in such movies as The Shaggy Dog even more. Truth be told, without Allen, The Shaggy Dog would have been a dog. The story is formulaic, the jokes are lame, and the special effects are amateurish. The only parts of the movie that are of any value are the ones that feature Allen acting like a dog. Call me a sucker, but I could not hold back my laughter when Allen found himself headfirst in a bowl of cereal. The Shaggy Dog may not be the ideal movie, but thanks to Allen, all is not lost. Children will certainly be entertained for an hour and a half while their parents grin at the scenes that feature Allen and bear the ones that do not. I give The Shaggy Dog 2 kernels. It is rated PG. Thank you for listening to this edition of The Popcorn Journal.